Answers Magazine, Volume 10.4, page 72. Hidden Powers in Action by John Upchurch. Every time a little leaguer steps up to bat, hidden powers come into play. These extra senses, beyond the main five, help him to accomplish feats that would otherwise be impossible. Less than half a second. That's how long it takes for a fastball to travel from the pitcher's mound to the waiting batter. It's so quick, in fact, that one Yale physicist said it was clearly impossible for a baseball player to hit a barreling 3-inch ball with a small stick. You can see why Ted Williams, the legendary slugger, called it the hardest single feat in sports. But that's just what happens on baseball diamonds all over the world every single day. Even children can crack a line drive off a deftly thrown pitch. How? Hidden superpowers, senses that every human has beyond the basic five. Those powers come into focus every time the batter lines up at home plate with the bat slung over his shoulder. He knows the exact position of his hands and legs, even though he can't see them. When the pitch leaves the pitcher's fingers, his practice-trained brain tells his tensed arms when and where to strike. At the same time, fluid in his ears rushes around to ensure that he keeps perfect balance as he spins his whole body into the swing. Then, crack, the ball explodes off the bat and soars into the sky. Such awareness of the world is not just for play. Our body's ability to gather feedback and respond instantly can be a matter of life and death. Just ask someone who has stumbled down a flight of basement stairs in the dark, or a driver whose car has suddenly veered out of control. Now, when certain foods disagree with our stomachs, or we suffer a random and very painful Charlie horse, we might disagree that our sense of self is good for us. But God puts the exclamation point on what it means for us to be fearfully and wonderfully made. Your whole body comes wired for exploration and survival. You are a sensing machine, designed to gather information about the world around you without even having to try. Making sense of sense. Before we dive in to see just how many senses we have, we need to stop a minute and consider something we rarely think about. What exactly is a sense? Just as our bodies take care of our breathing without much conscious effort, we don't often stop to think about how we know things about our environment. From your cranium to your metatarsals, that is, your head to your feet, every square inch overflows with systems that take in information and send it to your brain. Your senses pick up on light rays, vibrations, chemicals, gravity, and more, so that your brain can translate them into a comprehensive picture of the world. Even something as simple as chowing down on a steak dinner or playing a game of tag engages millions of cells throughout your whole body to keep you in the know. Now, all that may seem pretty straightforward. A sense is a system designed to gather a specific kind of information for us. But as we'll see, you've been blessed with more than five of these systems. The scientific-sounding names for these senses, like ophthalmoception, don't exactly roll off the tongue and aren't often used, but they do give us an important clue about their function. The Latin root sept means taken or seized. Tack on the Greek word for the body part, such as eyes, ophthalmo, and you get the picture. The eyes seize light rays. Other body parts seize sound waves, audioception, smells, olfacoception, tastes, gustoception, and touch, tactioception. What else is there? Proprioception, know thyself. You never lose track of your body. Your keys end up hidden in couch cushions, your glasses find their way to the back of the nightstand drawer, and the file you need on your computer disappears into the yawning abyss of your hard drive. But not so with your body. Every moment, you know exactly where your arms and legs are. You don't have to look around to find your hand before you grab your drink, for example. That's touch, right? Well, not exactly. Touch involves gathering information about the world outside our bodies. Our skin and hair must come into contact with something foreign before we call that touch. But even floating in empty space with our eyes closed, we'd still know the position of our bodies and how they're moving. That's because we have proprioception, which comes from proprius, one's own, and cept, sees. In other words, we have captured information about our own bodies. Proprioception is no simple feat. Your brain gathers information from your skeletal striated muscles, bundles of spindly muscles connected to your bones, your tendons, and your joints. Each of these body parts contains nerve detectors called proprioceptors, specifically designed for the job of measuring what's happening all over your body. Scientists believe that the data from all these proprioceptors gets zipped to another kind of receptor, called stretch receptors, which identify stretch. They let your muscles know how far they have flexed, and they also send this information up to the neurons in the inner ear. In fact, it's up there that we'll meet another one of your senses. Equilibrioception. It all balances out. Do you want to know something else amazing we humans do? We don't fall over. Even standing on one leg with our eyes closed, or walking and chewing gum at the same time, we usually don't grow disoriented and collapse. Put us on a rocking ship or a swaying bridge, and our legs and feet will constantly shift to keep us upright. We usually don't even have to think about it. You can thank our sense of equilibrioception. While our eyes help us see what's happening and touch allows us to feel terra firma, not to mention proprioception that keeps our legs in the right place, balance usually comes from a system tucked inside our inner ear. Deep inside your ear, if you could look, you'd find the vestibular or balance system. First, there's a group of three semicircular canals that sense motion along the three axes of 3D space. You may remember these axes from geometry days: up, down, left, right, backward, forward. As you move, fluid rushes through these canals and pushes on tiny hairs that let your brain know which way you're moving. It's similar to a bubble balance used to hang pictures straight, just much more complex. Every time you nod your head or tilt to the side, these miniature waves in your inner ear help you keep your balance. Not far from these semicircular canals are two circular otolithic organs. The old saying, rocks in your head, can help you remember how these organs function. Each one contains microscopic calcium stones. Lith means stone. As you move or accelerate, those stones tumble around and disturb hairs in the organ. The tiny rock slide lets your brain know how to respond and keep you upright. Sometimes ear infections and other illnesses can gum up these features, and you might just find yourself needing the next sense. Nociception, a world of pain. No sense makes us think more of Adam's fall than nociception. Every pinch, cut, scrape, and painful accident reminds us just how far we've come from the perfect world Adam and Eve enjoyed before they disobeyed God. Even if we don't enjoy pain, we can be glad that God equipped us to respond to it. Unlike touch, which involves the flex and stretch of skin, the sense of pain derives from another unique system for gathering information. Some of your nerves end in your skin or at critical internal spots like the surface of your bones, joints, and organs. Most of these nerve endings, called nociceptors, connect back to the lower part of your spine. They're like tripwires that feed into a central hub. When something painful trips the wire, the nociceptors send an electric pulse to your spine, which then transmits the warning to your brain. All that happens more quickly than it takes you to read the first word of this sentence. What's more, God designed our nociceptors to respond only when a certain threshold is crossed. They know how much stress each part of your body can take before they need to alert you. For example, your calloused hands may be fine when you brush sandpaper across them. But a tender spot on your arm or a bruise will alert you if you bump something as soft as a pillow. Even though God's perfect creation did not contain the pain we now experience, we can be glad that He installed our pain sense. It alerts us to danger before we suffer further injury. We sense a pinprick and jerk away long before the pin gets lodged in muscle or bone. So every time you jerk in pain, you can celebrate those nociceptors as a sign of God's grace. And you can also celebrate their close cousins. Thermoception, your body's thermostat. Don't sweat it. God knew we'd live in a world with volatile temperatures that swing from sweltering summer afternoons to frigid winter nights. So He decked out our bodies with just the right tools to know when to grab a parka or find a pool. While sensing temperature may seem like a part of touch, that is, touching the air with our skin, thermoception is actually a system by itself. Like our pain sense, thermoception depends on a series of nerve endings, called thermoceptors, that sprout up all over our bodies. They're mostly concentrated in our skin, especially on our faces, cornea, tongue, and bladder. That works out well. We can tell the outside temperature, no matter what clothes we have on, and we can test the temperature of food before we swallow it. We have two different types of thermoceptors, one for warmth and one for cold. Their location often determines which role they play. For example, we have a high number of cool-responding receptors in the corneas of our eyes. Scientists think that when our tear fluid evaporates and cools off our eyes, the thermoceptors send a signal to our brains that makes us blink to keep our eyes moist. Pretty cool, huh? Even more sensational. These are just four extra senses. Depending on how you tally them, we could have up to 20 or more. When you study the human body, you really get the sense that a creator had to have been involved, and an unquestionably wise one at that. He equipped us with system after system of hidden powers that help us prosper in our fallen world. From liquid, hairs, and stones that keep us from falling, to nerve endings that protect us from injury, we are wired to thrive in our world. God knew exactly what we'd need. So the next time you're sitting in the stands cheering on that little leaguer to keep your eye on the ball, be a little more understanding. He's trying to do the impossible. Thankfully, God has given us all sorts of talents, both visible and invisible, to do the impossible. With a little practice and patience, we can do wonders. Yet every time it happens, don't fail to tell the person next to you where the credit is really due. John Upchurch serves as the content manager at Pine Lake Church in Jackson, Mississippi, and is a contributor to the Answers in Genesis website. He graduated summa cum laude from the University of Tennessee with a BA in English.